Well, we've been able to grab now here on Racing HQ our New South Wales Racing Minister. He's also the Minister for Lands. He's the State Minister, or State Member, I should say, for Bathurst. Minister for Lands and Forestry. But for us here on Sky Sports Radio, he's the Minister for Racing. And we welcome Paul Toole. Morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Andrew, and I'm very pleased to welcome you. Sorry I'm a little bit late this morning.
I was all set to launch, you know. I was all set. This minister said he'd be coming on and didn't.
I know. And look, it's one of those unfortunate mornings where everything was planned, everything was ready to go, and then I got a call from the deputy leader of the Nationals and had to go into a quick resources meeting that's only just finished. So I'm glad to be able to join you here a little bit later anyway.
At least we're having a chat, Paul. Can you tell us first up, there'll be many people out there that may not know a lot about Paul Toole, being our Minister for Racing. Can you give us a quick summary of where you've come from to where you are now?
Yeah, look, you know, probably someone that's, I'm someone who's grown up in the Bathurst area, went to school there, went to university, became a school teacher, was on the local council there for almost 20 years, was the mayor for 5 years, and then got into state politics, was a parliamentary secretary for Asia Pacific Trade, was the Minister for Local Government, and now I've been given the role as Minister for Lands, Forestry and Racing. And look, absolutely love the portfolio. There's a lot of exciting things that are happening and really looking forward to making a big difference and some great changes that are going to really impact and improve the industry going forward.
Okay. Did you have an interest in racing, Paul?
Well, I do. And one of the good things about being the Minister for Racing is I've probably got a pretty good understanding as well, because in the Bathurst electorate, I've actually got a greyhound track. Yep. I've got a thoroughbred racing track, and I've also got a new harness racing track that have all been constructed in the recent years. So for me personally, I've got a connection with each of those tracks, got a connection with many of the owners, trainers and breeders in the area. So I have a bit of an understanding as to the importance of each of those industries that are here, not only in my own backyard, but the importance that they provide right across the state of New South Wales.
Paul, you mentioned changes. I mean, for us in thoroughbred racing, we've got the Everest. Greyhound racing has survived and it continues to gain momentum into the future. What changes have you got in mind that you've spoken about there at the start of our chat?
Yeah, look, very important. You know, so what we're seeing already is in the thoroughbreds. I mean, one of the big game changes that we've seen over the past few years has been the country championships. You know, we've seen an increase in prize money and this has been important in country areas. This means that, you know, horses that we're seeing being raced out in the bush have got opportunities to be able to, you know, compete for higher prize money. But it's important that we actually look after that product, because that is the product that we're going to ensure that horses are being fed from the country into the metropolitan races. So that's been a real game changer already. And when I speak to people in the industry, they speak very highly of how that is working. Now, the other exciting thing is, and I'm really looking forward to it, is the Spring Carnival this year. But, you know, one of the big events is going to be the Everest. And, you know, the Everest is going to be a $10 million race. The winner's going to be collecting about $5.8 million. And it's going to be held each year on Saturday of October each year. And, look, this is just gaining international focus. And I think this is only going to put greater focus on the Spring Carnival here in New South Wales. And, you know, all the slots, you know, I've been informed, have actually all been filled. It's about $600,000 to be able to purchase one of those slots. But just the interest that's been shown already is something significant here in the state.
Yeah.
The other good thing that Racing New South Wales have only recently announced, probably in the last 3-4 weeks, is animal welfare is an important part of racing in any of our codes. But what Racing New South Wales have done here in this area is they've just purchased a 2,600-acre property about 40 kilometres north of Lithgow. And what they're going to do on this property is they're going to retrain, rehome and rehabilitate horses into the future. So that might be horses that actually retire from racing. It might be horses that don't make the racetrack. And what they're going to do on this property is to open it up so people can go and stay there. They can have a look at the horses that are on this property. People might then look at purchasing one of the horses for equestrian events, polo events. It might be a horse that ends up in the New South Wales Police Force, or it could even become a family pet. So, you know, things around animal welfare for all of our codes are significant, and really some great steps being taken by Racing New South Wales at the moment. So I really congratulate Racing New South Wales, congratulate Peter Volandis for the excellent initiatives that they are undertaking at this point in time.
We're talking with Paul Toole, the New South Wales Racing Minister, here on Sky Sports Radio. A few of the country clubs, Paul, are slightly concerned, to say the least, about Crown land and local councils and things like that. You've been through them. You've said you've been a mayor of Bathurst for 5 years. Crown land around country and provincial clubs, is this an area, or should it be an area of concern for race clubs, knowing that we've had occasions that councils come in and then take race clubs away or race tracks away?
No, look, I don't think we want to see any concern, because I think, with Crown Lands, even with some of the changes that have been made in relation to the Crown Lands Act, it's very clear that those changes can't occur unless there is a strong community consultation that occurs, and that it is actually, agreed to by the parties. And, we know that those racing tracks, right throughout New South Wales, a lot of them are on Crown land, and they will continue to be operating, and they will continue to be used for race events now and into the future. And look, if they're going to change, they're only going to change because they're going to be constructing a new track within that area, and it's only going to be probably bigger and better than what they already have. So, we will continue to see racing happening in the country. I've got to say, as a country member, it is important for me that these racetracks remain, because they provide a lot of employment. They generate a lot of return back to the local economies as well, and they bring a lot of visitors into the region. So, important for me as the racing minister as well to make sure that we look after country racing for all the codes going forward.
Through the announcements a couple of years ago now of tax parity between the state government and Racing New South Wales, in particular with thoroughbreds, but with harness racing and the like, it's flowing through, but it's flowing through most importantly into country racing that you speak about, Paul. And I guess all bodies want surety that those tracks and everything are going to be there. There's some very healthy prize money in the bush now.
Yeah, look, I think that's important, and there's no doubt about that. When we looked at the wagering tax and we looked at tax parity, we wanted to make it similar to what we're seeing in Victoria. So each year up to 2020, 2021, there's going to be an increase in the money that we're seeing going to each of the three codes, and this is a significant change as well for each of the three codes. It's more money going back into the industry. That's more money that can be invested into things like prize money, but it might even be going back into, improvements that we can see further around our tracks,
yeah,
and into the industry itself. So some significant changes that have been made, but millions of dollars being reinvested each year and only going to continue to go up over the next few years as well for the racing codes in this state.
Paul, we know the issues that the government have had in recent years involving greyhound racing. It was going to be ceasing. Then everyone stood up and stood proud for greyhound racing, and the government was in some way forced to change it, reverse their decision. We've seen a change of premier in some way that could have been driven by that. How do you see greyhound racing now in this state, particularly from a welfare and integrity thing going forward?
Well, I think, very importantly, there's a couple of issues here. I think the greyhound industry in New South Wales, we want to see it have a strong future. And I can point out that as the minister responsible for racing, the minister responsible for greyhounds, I want to make sure that it also has a sustainable future. Now, what we've actually seen this year has been a number of reports. We've seen the Greyhound Industry Reform Panel report. They came up with 122 recommendations, and the government actually adopted 121 of those recommendations. Now, as a part of it, we've just established a commercial board that's been led by Morris Yemmer, who actually was the chair of writing that particular report. And the board has now been appointed. Now, they'll be looking at things such as race meetings, the prize money into the future. Very shortly, over the next month, I'm hoping to be able to announce the names of the people responsible for the Integrity Commission. But I don't find anyone out there that's not in the industry that, you know, wants to ensure that animal welfare is put at the highest levels, because the people that own their dogs, the people that, race their dogs, I find, you know, that they look after these pets as a member of their family. And they don't do it just for the racing. You know, it's more than just a hobby for them at the end of the day. I've seen many of these people invest in the kennels. They've got heating inside the kennels. They're inside the houses in some areas where they're, living. So they're well and truly looked after. But we also need to make sure that those people that do the wrong thing, we don't want you in the industry, because there are many people that are there who are doing the right thing. There are young people that are coming through, and we want to make sure that they're given an opportunity to be ensuring that this industry is going to continue for many years to come. The government also, which I'm really pleased about as well, you know, did announce in this year's budget, there's $41 million there for the greyhound industry. Now, $11 million will go towards the Integrity Commission, and I'll be setting up some strong rules around tracking of, dogs through their whole of life. There'll be an enforceable code of, practice. But on top of that, there's another $30 million that is set aside. So once an audit of tracks has occurred across New South Wales, that money will start to be released in improving the safety on some of those tracks where it goes towards animal welfare.
Don't want to over-dramatise this because we've had too much drama through it all. But again, with where it sits now, are they on their last call still, given what we've been through? You speak about people that, you know, we don't want in the industry, and that's 100% sure. We don't need bad people in any of the racing codes. So where does it stand at the moment, Paul, regarding the future of greyhound racing?
Well, Andrew, I think it's got a strong future, and I think the industry is going through some change. And there are a lot of people who understand that change is needed in the industry. But I have, you know, once the Animal Integrity Commission is established, we will see the book thrown at those people who do the wrong thing. There will be strong penalties. There will be lifetime bans. And so they should be given to them if they are doing the wrong thing. But I do see that the industry itself is going to survive. But what we want to do is to be innovative. We've got to look at things a little bit differently. It's got to be looked at as a business, but also an industry and a sport here in the state of New South Wales, and we want to continue to see an investment being made into it. So, look, the government's working alongside the industry. We're partnering with the industry to ensure we set it up strongly for the future, and I can tell you, as the racing minister, I'm committed to making sure that happens.
And, Paul, just finally, our time's on the wing here now, but in regard to harness racing, obviously you spoke earlier that you're the member for Bathurst, and we've got a strong region of harness racing followers and supporters and participants in that area. But how do you see the future here? Do we need to have you spoken with Harness Racing NSW about strengthening the numbers of pacers and trotters that we've got here?
Yeah, look, I think that's absolutely right. And, you know, I often meet with, you know, Harness Racing New South Wales and, you know, just talking about some of the initiatives and some of the plans and programs that they've got in place at the moment. And, look, you know, it is exciting because they are looking, you know, at new tracks to be built. So, you know, when you're looking at, tracks to be built across different parts of New South Wales, that's only going to improve the industry. So, you know, we're looking at a new track down at Wagga Wagga. There's some plans looking at a greater sporting precinct up around the Newcastle area as well. So it's about creating regional products where we're going to attract the horses from different parts of the state. Now, only in Bathurst, which has got a brand new track, it was constructed about 4 years ago, only about 3 weeks ago held the regional finals. And it was held in Bathurst because it's fairly central. So it means that, you know, people from the southern part of the state, from that Riverina area, people coming, you know, down from Newcastle centrally could actually go to Bathurst and race their horses as part of the event that was being held as part of the regional final. So, you know, look, we're going to see continual investment into harness racing because it's also another area that I'm responsible for, but it's also another area where we want to continue to grow the industry as well. So, look, there are changes, there are plans for our new tracks, and there are new tracks that are in the pipeline already for construction. So I see the harness racing being significant and going forward as well.
Paul, it's great to chat with you. It was belated, but we got there in the end, which is fantastic. I've just got the fields through for Saturday at Randwick. The Bob Ingham Warwick Stakes with the return of Winx is jumping at 3 o'clock. And I know as racing minister, it's just going to be a big Saturday with the champion mare returning out there at Randwick.
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. And look, I'll tell you what, sometimes you want a champion horse to be racing. Winx is a champion. And just the fact that Winx is racing is good for the industry, because whilst there'll be people there at Randwick who'll be cheering on Winx, they'll be watching the horse go around, that there'll be, you know, millions of people across this country who'll be turning on their radio sets, they'll be listening in the cars, they'll be turning on their televisions, and they'll also have an interest in how Winx is going to go. And some of these people may not have been really enthused or following racing in the past, but from time to time, when you get a champion horse like Winx, there's a lot of interest that comes out from right across the nation.
Yeah, you're so right. Good on you, Paul. We look forward to many of these chats. When you want to break some racing news, just give us a ring. This is where it all happens. We got a big Racing HQ family every morning that listen to us, and this is where you need to come to and alert everyone what's going on out there. We appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. I look forward to it. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Paul. Paul Toole, our Minister for Racing here in New South Wales.